I'm joined by Louise Trotter, who is a travel writer and photographer, and really has done some amazing things. What we're really talking about today, though, is a really cool story about a guy who decided to bike across the world from Canada, from right here in Nova Scotia. And Louise kind of followed in his footsteps or bike path. Louise, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Lovely to be here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself first, a little bit about your background and, you know, your travel bug.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it started. I moved from England to Canada back in the 80s, and I'm not sure, as every immigrant story, that travel bug is at that point where you get used to seeing different places and curiosity of new places. So I think, you know, from an early age, looking to travel and discover new places. And as a photographer, that just sort of amped up quite a lot to be able to look at things through a different lens, pardon the pun. So yeah, always a traveler, always looking to go off the beaten path to places undiscovered. And certainly this last adventure has been, you know, to date, probably the highlight of my life.
Yeah, so this adventure, it all started with you seeing a mural, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I was new to Nova Scotia from Ontario originally and traveling around with my camera, you know, checking out new towns, happened to be in Truro and noticed along the railway track, there was a long brick wall with a series of murals depicting the history of Truro. And smack dab in the middle was almost a cartoon image of a fellow on a bike. And on that bike had a sign that said Carl M. Creelman, around the world. And that was the moment, Ben, where I was struck and thought, who went around the world? Who was this fellow? And I need to find out more. And that was back in 2016.
Wow. That is incredible. And I've never heard of this guy before. I've lived here all my life. And I'm sure a lot of people like you who have been around the area before have never heard of the first Canadian to bike across the world, which is pretty amazing. And it was Carl Creelman. So tell me a little bit about his story. You, of course, did some research. And when did this all start? You know what? I want to do what he did.
Yeah, well, after the research, looking, and there's a lot of details in the archives and the newspaper. So what Carl did, he wanted to travel around the world just to, in his words, get out, see some places and have some experiences. And at the time in 1899, lots of people were traveling the world on a wager or a bet. You know, we're coming off the heels of Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. So people were trying to get around the world in 60 days, 70 days. And Carl, you know, from Nova Scotia and a very humble man and humble family, just decided he wanted to travel. And really the only way he could travel was by bicycle. 1899, we had yet to have the first flight and cars wouldn't come to Nova Scotia for another 5 years. So if he wanted to see the world, he better get on a bike. So he'd only been on a bicycle, would you believe, 3 times before he set out Wow. to do this, which I think is just incredible. But everywhere he went, he was either interviewed by the local papers or he wrote back to the local Truro News sharing where he was, what he was seeing, what he was doing. So there's a wonderful, rich backdrop of all of his travels and where he was and what he did. And that's all within the archives here in Nova Scotia. And he had with him 2 books as well. He had a book that he had stamped by the postmasters validating where he was on his travels. So of course, not having his iPhone or able to tweet out where he was. So the post office would stamp his location. And when he got to Australia, he was given a book. It was called an autograph book, where people signed passages, sometimes, you know, religious passages or other, you know, poetry, well wishes. So from Australia, you know, back around to Nova Scotia, people signed that book as well. And both of those artifacts are preserved as well. So there was lots to look at. And the more I discovered and learned, it never felt like enough. So that was when I decided, and because there was no, you know, there were no images and, you know, photography was really at its infancy at the time, for me being able to follow in his footsteps and photograph his journey was really the impetus for my travel. And I will say, Ben, I have to tell you that I did not bicycle this journey. People always ask me, and I never considered doing this by bicycle. I'm in absolute awe that Carl did travel by bicycle, and he had to walk for miles and miles carrying his bicycle through some tough terrain. But I was fully intending on doing this, utilizing all of the modern modes of transportation.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And the if you look at photos of his bicycle, it's like there's no shocks, there's no it's just this old-fashioned bike, right? I love biking, but I cannot imagine going any long distance on something like that. I'll put a photo so people can see, but that's amazing. So you started off in the same place, started off in Truro, and then you went from there. You went his path.
I did, and I did it less efficiently than Carl, and took even longer. I didn't bicycle, self-funded, so worked in between. So I did it what I call legs. So, went from Nova Scotia right across Canada, and at the time it was the Dominion of Canada. So Carl did travel a little bit through into the United States, North Dakota and Washington, and Australia from south to north, across into Sri Lanka, India, right across from Kolkata to Mumbai, up the Suez Canal into Egypt, Northern Europe, right around Great Britain, into England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, and then back again to Nova Scotia via St. John.
Wow.
So yeah, at this point I have done it. I can officially say I've also traveled right around the world, which feels pretty great.
That's amazing. And this was your first time doing around the world. You traveled before, obviously, but
Yeah, I think to technically say around the world, which is more of that circumference, yes, this would be the first accomplishment in that respect, definitely.
It's amazing. And he did it in 2 years or 3 years? 2 years.
He did it in 2 years, 3 months, and 24 days, and I think it's taken me a little over five.
Wow.
So I don't know what that says about our transportation means of the day, or my lack of efficiency.
That's wild. And so you have a website, and you can actually, I was just looking at it, you can go back and actually look at all your stops. You have like write-ups about everywhere you stop, kind of reflecting on what he might have been feeling, about what you were feeling at the time. Was it a interesting, I'm sure when you were traveling, you kept thinking, wow, this person, from humble beginnings was here on his bike. How did that, emotionally impact you?
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a surprise. When I started and committed to the journey, I committed to writing what I call the Carl Chronicles. And every Saturday at 9 a.m., I publish one, and they're always a little bit in arrears because I, do the research, I do my itinerary, do the travel, and then write about those experiences. So I think from the beginning, and I'm sure the same probably could be said for Carl, the interest and the pleasure was to travel and see the world. So for me to be able to follow his journey was, great. I'll get to travel to places perhaps I'll never go otherwise. But it was pretty clear to me from the early days, even in Nova Scotia, that it was less of traveling to place, it was travel through time. And I've really, absorbed and enjoyed the history and learning about things. So, often on this journey, Carl and I have crossed the same bridge over the same river and looked perhaps at the same place. The Taj Mahal, we both stood in awe of the Taj Mahal, but at the same time, so many things have changed with the 125 years between our travels. So I think that part has been a lot more reflective in terms of, life in 1899 and what travel meant then and what it looks like today in many different respects.
Why have people not heard about this guy?
I don't know. Sadly, that mural that I saw in 2016 was covered over, would you believe, with siding probably in 2020. And that's really the whole history of Truro was on this beautiful wall. Now, I think a lot of folks in Truro, and there are certainly a lot of Creolemans in Canada that I've had the pleasure of connecting with over this journey. But I do think he should be well known. I have submitted to Parks Canada an application for him to be recognized as a historical person. And even though we would think the reason being is as the first Canadian to cycle around the world, I think there's a little bit more than that. I think what Carl did by virtue of being so determined to do this by bicycle, he allowed for folks in a different socioeconomic area to be able to travel. He made travel available and accessible in a way that it wasn't. And again, those folks that were doing it on a wager, traveling fast around the world, had the means or support or, financial ability to do that. So I think he did something quite extraordinary. And I can only imagine being in Truro in 1899 and getting the local paper and reading about, my neighbor who's, in the middle of Australia and what he's seeing. And it must have been quite remarkable to visualize that and believe that that could be a possibility for me as well.
For rural Nova Scotia, I'm sure back then and even now, learning more about the world and learning more about, different cultures, different places must have been such a huge thing for people. So that's a cultural impact right there too. He needs a heritage minute, I tell you. Wouldn't
Yes, I
that
think so. I would go even further, Ben. I
be
think he needs the movie, the screenplay. Like, I think he's the man of the hour in all respects.
Well, it's great that you're shedding some light on this. If people want to learn more about his story or more about what you do and what you did to follow in his path, what's the best way people can find out more?
Well, I think going to my website, you can subscribe to the Chronicles. I'm wrapping them up probably in January, which will be 5 years since I've started. But right now, the stories continue from when he arrived home. So that's louisetrotter.photo is the website. And I'll be at the Maritime Museum on November 25th for the Tuesday talks at the Maritime Museum if somebody's interested in coming there. And I'll be sharing some photos and images from the trip from Sri Lanka through to Northern Europe. And I'm hoping as the blogs wrap up, drafting out that manuscript. So I'm hoping to submit that for a book and looking at that to be a little bit different, I think, to my earlier point about that reflective component of the travel. So less about place and images and more about the, what happened between those 125 years and what it means and what the journey means in a sort of a deeper sense. So those were the next steps for me. So my stories are, it's a free subscribe. So hopefully some folks will join that. And I, like you said, if to look at the website, you can go back and see all of the stories. And I have some summary milestone ones where you can have all 150 or 201 go. So I'm moving to the, I think I'm almost at the 250 chronicles in the next couple of weeks, which I almost can't believe myself. It's been a whirlwind.
It's amazing. Do we know what happened to him when he got back? Do you know anything about the rest of his life?
Of course I do. And I'm not going to give that away. That's a spoiler alert. So let's hope that folks are interested and would like to sign up and read what happens next and what becomes of Carl Krillman.
Perfect. Okay, well, Louisa, thank you so much. As you said, your website's the best place to get more info. You want to say that one more time?
It's www.louisetrotter.photo.
Perfect. Okay, Louise, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Louise Trotter, a travel photographer and blogger who is bringing to light Carl Krillman's story, the first Canadian ever to bike around the globe. And he was from right here in Nova Scotia. Again, if you'd like to learn more about his story and her story of her retracing his steps around the globe, you can go to louisetrotter.photo. For more details and her blogs about the trip.